Good evening, everybody. Sunday night parsha on Monday night. This week's parsha, it's a double parsha, is Achrimos Kedoshim. And the beginning of the parsha talks about the avod of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim. But the opening sentence of the parsha seems to be a little bit unnecessary. Pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem l'Moshe acharei Mos shnei bnei Aharon b'korvasam lefnei Hashem vayamusu." Hashem speaks to Moshe after Aaron's two sons die, and then he tells him to speak to Aaron about the avod of Yom Kippur. Why was it necessary to mention the misa of shnei bnei Aharon? That took place in Parshas Shmini. We're now in Parshas acharei Mos. Why does the Torah have to emphasize that this took place acharei Mos shnei bnei Aharon? So Rashi gives one explanation, but the Medrash offers a different explanation. The Medrash asks, "Lama nismacha misa shnei bnei Aharon leparshas Yom Kippurim?" Why did the Torah juxtapose the death of shnei bnei Aharon to the parsha of Yom Kippurim? To teach me that the death of tzaddikim brings about kapara like Yom Kippurim. So Yom Kippurim is mechaper, and the misa of Shnei Bnei Aharon is also mechaper. That's what the Medrash says. We're living now through very difficult, challenging times. Hardly a day goes by when one listens to the news that you don't hear about people who are sick with the magefa, people who pass away from COVID-19. And we're talking about a lot of people, a lot of very, very good people. Gdoli Yisrael, like the Novominska Rebbe, Rabbanim, community leaders, family, grandparents, uncles, aunts, neighbors, friends, acquaintances, so many people, so many good people. And you have a sense, to borrow the language of Chazal, "Mishenitna Rishus Lamashchis Lechabel Eino Mavchin Bein Tzadik L'Rasha." When the destroyer is given permission, he doesn't distinguish between tzaddikim and others. No one can survive in the path of the Mashchis. Tell you that I'm not one of those people who gets excited every time somebody comes along and says, "Did you hear what the latest Mekubal, the latest Kabbalist said? That based on this gematria and that event, that Mashiach is coming tomorrow, this week, Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt by a week from Thursday." And I actually don't get excited by these things. But I'll tell you that this past Pesach was a little bit different. As we got close to the Pesach and you took a look and you realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent this microscopic virus that has managed to somehow or another affect 7 billion people living on planet Earth. There's hardly a person on this planet who hasn't one way or another been affected by this. You say to yourself, where is anything in the history of recent history, anything like this happened? And you said, maybe there's really something going on here that's so unique. We're sitting at the Seder, Pesach night, and as it got close to Chatzot HaLaila, began to wonder. You know, we say this period, Vayhi b'chatzi alayla, all these amazing and wondrous things happened b'chatzi alayla. Say, maybe, maybe, just maybe, this Chatzi HaLayil, with half an ear listening to what's going on outside, maybe there'll be some sort of commotion and something is happening as you get close to Chatzos. But the Seder ended. It was after Chatzos HaLayla. There was no commotion outside. Okay, so you'll turn on the news on Motzei Yom Tov. Maybe there's something miraculous that happened. Yushalayim, who knows? But no. There wasn't anything miraculous on the news. And this past Friday afternoon mincha, it's a bit of a hard mincha. See, Friday is Lamed Nisan. It was the last day of Nisan. And Mincha was the last tefillah. And we daven in Friday afternoon, shortly before Shkia. And although we know that Mashiach can come at any time, nevertheless, the month of Nisan is a month that's more misugal for the Geula, b'Nisan Nigalu, b'Nisan Asidin Nigael. And we were in the last moments of Nisan. Davin Shmona Esrei, Estzemach David Avdecha Me'era Satzmiach. But this Nisan came and this Nisan went, and the Geula hasn't arrived. And in one sense, it's a little bit of a disappointment. Because we were thinking, maybe this year, maybe really. But more than being disappointed, I have to tell you that I'm a little bit nervous, a little bit scared. What am I scared about? This is Hashem. Sooner than later, this Magefa will end. How? I don't know, but the Magefa will end. And when the Magefa will end, what will happen? Things will go back to normal. And we'll be able to return to our lives the way things were before the start. And that's what scares me. What scares me is that we will return to our lives the way they were before this whole thing started. And you say to yourself, why? Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam bring this magefa now? There's got to be a purpose. Because Baruch Hu isn't interested in punishing us. Because Baruch Hu is interested in making us better. And there's a message here. What was the message? Because Baruch Hu came along and he shut everything down. He says, your shuls, I'm going to shut them down. Your schools, your yeshivas, your seminaries, everything. Your chesed organizations, your weddings, your funerals, chavrusos, Talmud Torah, this, everything I'm shutting down. Why? Evidently, he isn't so happy with us. Because if he was happy with everything we were doing, why would he shut it all down? So what does he want from us? I heard someone speak. It was recording. I don't know who it was. But he said he remembers as a little kid, he's sitting in class, and the teacher and the Rebbe, the kid would misbehave. He would misbehave, and the teacher and the Rebbe would ask him to step out of the classroom. I have to go out of the class. And the kid would, of course, say, why? What did I do? And the teacher would say, so go out of the class, and when you figure out what you did wrong, you can come back in. And he suggested that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. I'm shutting everything down. And when you figure out what you did wrong, you can come back in. But what could be more horrible than the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let us back in, we won't figure out what we're doing wrong, we'll go back to exactly what we were doing beforehand, nothing will change. Then what was this all worth? Why did we have to suffer so much? The Medrash says that Mises Tzadikim is Mechaper, like Yom Kippurim. And so many good people died. And we hope that at least it will bring about a kapara. But it brings about a kapara like Yom Kippurim. And we paskin that Yom Kippurim is Mechaper only with tshuva. If we do tshuva, then we get kapara in Yom Kippurim. If the Misa of the Tzadikim, of all these good people, is going to bring about a kapara, it's only going to come about if we do tshuva, if we change. We can't go back to the way we were. Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't happy with us. And He wants us to change, He wants us to become better. Because we can become better. But I'm going to go out on a limb over here. I'm going to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't demanding, isn't even expecting that we're going to radically change. Because it's so hard to change who we are. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu may be telling us, listen, you don't have to do a 180 degree turn. You don't have to become so radically different. But be a little bit different, a little bit better. Take a step in the right direction. And I'll take the risk and say something even further. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't asking us even to change one thing. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us to just at least try to change one thing, to work on changing one thing. But sincerely work on it. Meaning there's so many things that we know about ourselves that we could be better at. So take one thing that's going to take some work and going to take effort and say, this is what I'm going to work on. And when I say you're going to work on it, I don't mean you're going to try it once or twice. Because human nature will be that you'll try it, and then we're going to fail. We say we're going to do this and it doesn't work. Working on it means every time we fall and every time we fail, we pick ourselves up and we try again and again and again. And it doesn't matter if we try for days, for weeks, for months, and we still haven't achieved the results that we want. We have to have that determination that no matter what, we're going to keep on trying. And maybe that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. He's looking for us to just sincerely want to change. To sincerely want to become better. How much? The famous Chazal from the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Pischu li petach echad shel tshuva kechuda shel machat, v'ani poteach lachem ptachim shiu agalot ukranot nichnasot. I want you to open up a petach the size of the eye of a needle. Just that little bit. Tiny eye of a needle. If you do that, I'll do the rest. I'll make that petach very wide. But take that first step. And when you fall down, and you stumble, and you trip, pick yourselves up and take the first step again. Just don't give up. Just keep on trying to try to become a little bit better. Because we all could be better. And that's all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. He doesn't want us to suffer. He wants us to just become better people. And if I can't change everyone, I can at least work on trying to change myself. A little bit. Kichuda shel machat. That much we can do. That much we can try to do. And if we do that, if we take that small step without giving up, time and time and time again, that small step, then we'll be opening up the petach kechudo shel machat. Then we're on our way to tshuva. And if we're on our way to tshuva, then just like Yom HaKippurim is mechaper, so too all the trials and tribulations and calamities and tragedies that we've suffered will also be mechaper. We've entered the month of Elul, of Iyar. The Dorash Yerushalmi say Iyar is Rosh Tevos, Ani Hashem Rofecha. This month of Iyar, we need to be mispalel, that'll be a month of refuah. For the people who are sick, we need the refuah saguf. For all of Am Yisrael, we need a kind of refuah sanefesh, refuah to our neshama. Our ruchnius needs a refuah. It wasn't in good shape. It wasn't so healthy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. And this is the month that we can really be mispalel and work on ourselves. And a month that's mesugal to bringing about that refuah. And if we're successful in bringing about that refuah, then maybe this past Nisan will turn out not to be such a big disappointment after all. Maybe this Nisan, which was a catalyst to that introspection, to that desire to really become better, maybe that really turned out to be the first step in the Geula. And maybe we'll look back on this Nisan as truly the month of Nisan, where not only in the past B'Nisan Nigalu, but this was the first major step that we saw in our own lifetimes of B'Nisan Asidin Nigal, and we should be Zoche, B'Biaz Gol Tzedek, B'Meir V'Yameinu. Amen.